Chapter 2 Lula's red Firebird rolled to a stop in front of the bus, and Lula swung herself out from behind the wheel and walked over to me. Her hair was dyed pink and teased into a big puffball that looked surprisingly good against her brown skin. And her body was minimally contained by her orange spandex skirt and white scoop neck tank top. She's a former hoe who gave up her street corner to work for Vinny as a file clerk. "You looking to get some sun sitting out here?" she asked. "Didn't you get enough of that in Hawaii?" I told her about Vinny and D'Angelo and how I was guarding the bus. "It's a hunk of junk anyways," Lula said. "What's up for today?" I asked her. "Are you filing?" "Hell no, I'm not getting stuck in the death trap bus. I'll go catch bad guys with you." She looked down at the files in my lap. "Who are we going to do first? Anything fun come in?"
"Joyce Barnhart."
"Say what?" She shoplifted a necklace and assaulted the store owner. "I hate Joyce Barnhart," Lula said. "She's mean. She told me I was fat. Can you imagine?"
It wasn't exactly that Lula was fat. It was more that she was too short for her weight. Or maybe it was that there was an excess of Lula and not ever enough fabric.
"I thought we'd save Joyce for last," I told Lula. "I'm not looking forward to knocking on her door."
Connie's Hyundai cruised down the street, made a U-turn, and parked behind the bus. Connie and Vinny got out and walked over to me.
"Is D'Angelo here?" Vinny asked.
"Yes," I told him. "He's inside the building."
Vinny narrowed his eyes and growled, doing his best imitation of a crazed badger backed into a corner, claws out. "Cripes," Lula said.
"It's okay to go into the bus," I said to Vinny. "D'Angelo only blows things up at night."
We all stood looking at the bus for a moment, not sure we believed that to be true. "What the hell?" Vinny finally said. "My life's in the crapper anyway."
And he disappeared inside the bus.
"What's with Joyce?" I asked Connie. "Did she really steal a necklace?"
Connie shrugged.
"Dunno, but it's gotten complicated. Frank Corda, the store owner who pressed charges, is missing."
"When did he go missing?" I asked.
"Later that same day. The nail salon across the street remembers the close sign on the front door around 4 p.m. His wife said he never came home."
"And Joyce?"
"Vinny bonded Joyce out right after she was arrested. She was scheduled for court 3 days later, and she never showed." "I bet Joyce snatched him," Lula said. "She'd do something like that. I bet she got him in chains in her cellar." "Wouldn't be the first time Joyce put a man in chains," Connie said. "But I don't think she's got him in a cellar. She isn't answering her phone, and I drove past her house last night. It was dark." "Holy cow," Lula said, staring at my left hand. "You got a white ring on your finger where you didn't get a tan. I didn't notice that last night on the way home from the airport. What the heck did you do in Hawaii? And where's the ring now?"
I made an effort not to grimace.
"It's complicated."
"Yeah," Lula said. "That's what you said last night. You just kept saying it was complicated."
Connie examined my left hand.
"Did you get married while you were in Hawaii?"
"Not exactly."
"How could you not exactly get married?" Lula wanted to know. "Either you get married or you don't get married."
I flapped my arms around and squinched my eyes shut.
"I don't want to talk about it, okay? It's complicated."
"Excuse me," Lula said. "I was just saying. You don't want to talk about it? Fine. Don't talk about it. Just because we're best friends don't mean nothing. We're like sisters, but hey, don't bother me if you don't want to tell me something."
"Good," I said, "because I don't want to talk about it."
"Huh," Lula said.
Vinny yelled at Connie from inside the bus.
"The phone's ringing. Get the friggin' phone."
"You get the phone," Connie yelled back.
"I don't do phones," Vinny said.
Connie made an Italian hand gesture at the bus.
"Idiot."
"I suppose we should do something," Lula said after Connie left to get the phone. "What else have you got there?"
I shuffled through my stack of skips. 2 armed robberies.
"Pass on them. They always shoot at us."
"Domestic violence."
"To the pressin'," Lula said. "What else you got?"
"A purse snatcher and credit card fraud."
"I'm liking credit card fraud. They never have a lot of fight in them. They're always just sneaky little weasels. They just sit in the house all day shopping on the internet. What's this moron's name?"
"Lahanka Gouge."
"Lahanka Gouge? What kind of name is that? That gotta be wrong. That's a terrible name."
"It's what it says here. She lives in public housing." 40 minutes later, we were in Lula's car motoring through the projects and searching for Lahanka's apartment. It was mid-morning and the streets were quiet. Kids were in school and daycare.